Opportunity now. Lord, I bless you. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my siblings. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my business. Thank you for my friends. Have a reason of thanking this God. Kombre la sky ni manabalata. Engobo so skili ne mela. Shaili bana takina. Lord, we bless you because the host of angels are doing this thing. It's not about the clothes you are wearing. If it's about it, then I tell you that the 24 elders, no matter the throne that was given to them in heaven, they still do the same thing that we are doing. So it's not about the clothes you are wearing. It's not about who you are. It's about understanding this God. I am. Lord, you are so faithful. That scattered around the scripture, you have showed us your faithfulness, how powerful you are. You created the whole world. And your word said that out of the blessed of your nursery, you parted the Red Sea. How great are you, Lord? How great are you, Lord, over our lives? How great are you, Lord, over this ministry? If you know, except you don't know, what the Lord has been doing throughout this season of Corona, I'm not here to talk about it. But there are testimonies that bond out of this ministry. Can we begin to remind the Lord that it's not by our strength? If you don't know, I'm just telling you. Open your mouth and say, Lord, the testimony that we are born out of this ministry will give you all the glory. Because it is only by your strength all these things we are done. Mighty testimony, I tell you, child of God. If you don't have the reason of thanking God, thank you for the reason of using the medium through which he has released upon the earth here to bless lives. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the testimonies that we are born out of this place. You might not hear it, but I'm just telling you, there are a lot. Lord, we are not ungrateful people. We thank you because it's out of your strength. It is out of your strength. All those things came. Men and women were healed. Men and women were blessed financially. Men and women got their salvation back. Men and women were delivered. Hey, you know, Lord, it's not by our strength. We come to thank you. Hey, if you are Michael, Lord, you don't want a visible place, but if you are looking for one where you will be thanked, it is, we are here now. It's not even looking for a house. He's looking for a human being that he will come into them and make his purposes real. Lord, if you are looking for a ministry to which you will hear thank you, this is us. Don't close your mouth. Don't even look at me. Just say something to heaven. Because we are building an atmosphere, but you do not know. And so that is why you are closing your mouth. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. It is not by our strength. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship his holy name. It's a melody to the Father. It's not a special number. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Come on, everybody, lift your voice. Say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Can I hear the voice of people in this place? Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, and never before. Oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Hi. Cause you were the reason I live. You are the one. Please, it's not a special number, I tell you. You are the one for me. Oh, you are the reason I live. You are the one for me. You are the one. You're the one for me.
You're the one.
Yeah, you are the reason. Yes, you are.
You are
the reason I live. You are, you are. Say it now, once again. They don't know what you mean. Can you repeat those words to him? They don't know. Can you speak to your father? Speak to your father now. They don't know. You actually say something. They don't know. Can you strike a chord? Strike the chord of worship now. Strike the chord of worship now. Can somebody rise? Can somebody rise? Can somebody rise? It's a simple word to say. It's a simple word to say. It's a simple word to say. They don't know. They don't know. Somebody speak. Can somebody worship? They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. Yes, they don't know. Hey, oh, Kayam. Shaila Kainam.
Sometimes we stand and we gather to pray. Some people gather because it's a fellowship. Let me just gather because others are gathering. You must not gather because others are gathering. You must gather because there's something about you that must take place. And part of you must die in order a part of you to come up. Now, the witches can initiate an unborn child. And that child will come out demonically. You give birth to a child. The moment you give birth to that child, everything in your life falls apart. And sometimes you pray, you think God is not hearing. Sometimes you fast, you think God is not hearing. We've heard so many people complain about so many things. Let me tell you, the door to your marriage starts now. The door to that breakthrough starts now. The door to your success starts now. The door to that life you want to live that glorifies God starts now. And when we raise this song again, you pray in tongues like a madman. The Bible says that be not be drunk on wine, but be filled by the things of the Holy Spirit. A spirit-filled man is like a madman. In order for you to operate in the dimension of God and authority, you must be naturally mad. A prophet was so anointed that he has to go naked for 3 years in order to set people captive free. And you, every day you take Fanta. There are men that have fasted for 3 good years in order for their witchcraft to be so strong. And yet you can't fast for a month. There are men that they never see the sun never sets on them and they never use their naked eye to see the sunset. And yet what they were doing for 2 years, they'll be making that invocation. Only what? So that they will gather power. And yet you have gathered in the place of assembly where the God of the Almighty God, the supreme ruler and all power has gathered. And yet what will you do? You spend your time thinking. As a man of God is raising prayer point, rather than praying, you are thinking, this church is nice. Haven't you seen a church before?
You are the wisdom.
praise this song again. I want you to wage war against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits, and the occultic and the witches. Today is their downfall, because today at least 1 or 10 of them will die. The Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. And if that witch leave, then it's no longer your witch. So we have been given power and authority to change the accords of the things in the spirit. I don't know about you, but the Bible said that he that is born of the flesh is of flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is spirit. I don't know what you are made of or what you are born of. I am born of the spirit. What are you born of? So when we pray now, I want you to bring your spirit out. I want you to bring every fiber in you, every beat, every drop beat in you. I used to pray. Are we ready to pray? We pray in tongues for 3 minutes and we blast in tongues. Just 3 minutes. Blast it. There's a difference between praying in tongues and blasting in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you pray a red man on a measure. When you blast in tongues, he about better again. We pray in tongues for 3 minutes and we blast in tongues for 3 minutes. And let us change things in the spirit one more time. Are we ready for this?
Your name is ever.
Can we pray?
You are the wisdom. Can you just pray? You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before, Lord, cause you reign, you essence on your skin, Kados, Kados, you are mighty on your throne, hey, you reign, you essence on your skin, Kados, Kados. Mighty on your throne, hey, yeah, you reign, Zion's kings, Kados, Kados, you are mighty on your throne, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Pray. Listen. Come in, Kominana kanu. Yeshua Hamashiach. Kominana kanu. Yeshua Hamashiach. Kominana kanu. Yeshua Hamashiach. Hey.
In Jesus' name. I want you to say this. I want you to pray this prayer. You said, Lord, I present myself as a vessel. But before you pray this prayer, I want you to take a few seconds. Every unforgiveness, begin to delete every unforgiveness. Every unforgiveness in your heart, right now, begin to delete it. Whoever has offended you, or whoever you have offended, begin to let them go. Begin to let them go. He broke your heart. Don't worry, let him go. He killed your mother. Don't worry, let him go. He said you will not prosper. Don't worry, let him go. He placed the curse upon my life. Don't worry, let him go. Begin to release every single one of them in your heart right now. Begin to release every one of them in your heart.
I give to you. Hi. Oh, I surrender to you. Everything I give to you.
Everyone, forgiveness, delete it.
I surrender to you. Somebody pray everything, everything. Just surrender all, and that is when we come. Oh, I surrender, oh, to you. I surrender.
And begin to ask for the mercy of God upon your life. Begin to ask the mercy of God upon your life. Begin to pray for the mercy of God upon your life. Begin to ask for the mercy of God upon your life. Begin to pray the mercy of God upon your life. I see an outpour of the blood. I see your mercy. The Lamb that was slain. I see the blood of Jesus. Begin to ask for an outpour of the blood of Jesus.
Everything. Now your mercy will come.
In Jesus' name. See this prayer. Whatever incantation, whatever enchantment, whatever has been projected, whatever has been buried against my life, I break it in the name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? Whatever enchantments, whatever incantations, whatever projection, whatever they have buried for my sake, I don't want to know what was it for. Was it for delay? Was it for lateness in marriage? Was it for sickness? I don't care. But whatever that was buried, the Bible said that whatever that is not planted by the Heavenly Father shall be uprooted out. And the Bible said that surely they shall gather. But if that gather is not of his name, then they shall scatter. For they will come in one way and they shall go in seven ways. He said, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. and the house of CEO ministry shall possess their possession. Today we want to possess our possessions. We want to possess our possession. You are the gatekeeper of your family right now. You are the one to speak a word. The Bible says, for you shall decree a word and it shall come to pass. So right now, I want you to begin to pray. Whatever enchantment. See, let me tell you, the devil can project something in order to manipulate your parents. The devil can project something in order to manipulate your heart. The devil can project something that will make you, whenever you see your destiny helpers, you repel them instead of attract them. You think that the best you are right now is the best you ought to be? No. You think the best you are right now is where God wants you to be? My brother, if you check the archives of the heaven, you are late. There is more to you than what you are seeing. There is more to you than what you perceive that you have. You think you're meant to stop there. You think your prayer life is meant to stop at 30 minutes. You think it is meant to stop at 5 minutes. There is more. He said, come up hither. And the more he take a step, the more a dimension is made clear to him. A man wakes up and a woman wakes up and says, man of God, I don't know why I can't pray anymore. It is not natural. God cannot give you the spirit of prayerlessness. It has been invoked by the witches to infect your life. And that's why the Bible has given you authority in the book of Luke 9 verse 1. He said, I've given you all powers and authority against all demons. If God is giving you power and authority, it means he acknowledged the presence of demons. The battle has been won by Jesus, but the manipulation has not stopped. The manipulation is still on. So as I'm saying right now, you begin to wage war against every enchantment they have made against your life. Every concussion they have prepared against your life. Whatever declaration that is evil going against your life, begin to break it now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. If this is the only thing you do today, you have done more than enough. I don't want you to pray like a lazy Christian. Pray like someone who has ever accessed the throne room of God. Pray like someone who has an encounter with God. Pray like someone who expects an answer.
To break everything. To break everything. Hey, oh, hi. Zilitavia. Sambrele kopele teskini nama. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
In the name of Jesus, and break the chains.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Can you use the name of Jesus to pray? Use the name of Jesus to search that team.
Holy Ghost.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We pray, we pray.
Jesus.
Jesus. That name Jesus. We call upon the name of Jesus over this whole situation.
Jesus, hear me. Listen to this. A woman, I don't know, some of you might have seen it on Facebook. There is this woman. She was in labor. She has been in labor for over 3 days. A woman has been in labor for 3 days. And the brother-in-law chatted me and said, man of God, my sister-in-law has been in labor for 3 days. And we prayed together. And I told him in the next 2 hours, that baby will come out. And in exactly 2 hours time, that baby came out. It is power. He said, the power that breaks the yokes. You have not been anointed to
you to pity the witches. You have been anointed to slay them. People might say that you're wasting your time. Tell them that you're wasting it in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. Can somebody pray here now?
Can someone say,
hey Jesus, hey Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Hey. Break everything.
Now listen.
Break everything.
Listen.
Break it.
Listen. Pay attention to this. There's a prayer you will pray now. It's a prayer for God to give you the spirit of discernment of spirit. There is a gift that allows you, when someone is speaking, you can tell the spirit that is manifesting through that person. It's the gift of discernment of spirits. We are in the era where so many false prophets, false ministers will emerge. You have not seen anything yet. So many of them will emerge. But hear this, sons and daughters of God. Today we will ask from our Heavenly Father. He said, whatever you ask of me, if you believe that you have received it, then you have received it. And see, you're not just asking for that gift to come. Then let God give you the wisdom to manifest in those gifts. Are we ready to pray? Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, give me. Listen. Hold on. Listen. Everybody, listen to this. Pay attention to this. I want you to understand something. A man made a confession. You might have known evangelist. Is it Emmanuel or Mark Jesus or something like this? A Yoruba man. He has been in the occult for over 54 years. He has encountered Satan himself. There was a time he was looking for a particular charm. He was meant to stand holding that charm for 9 good days. The first one he did was he did it in the stream. He said he has to go to a stream where a stream that never runs dry. He has to stand there without that charm falling. He has to raise his hand up for 3 good days. Then the next one he did was he has to go to the forest. There's a particular tree. He has to stand beside that tree. And when he's doing it, that wound, he has pierced his skin. So his wound is smelling and decaying. And he must not act like if he knows it's decaying. He must not say, this is smelling. Or else that demon will kill him. For 3 days, he raised up his hand there. Then the last one he did, he went to the burial ground and stood there and raised up his hand. 9 good days, he was standing. And yet, you're a Christian. When you come to the presence of God, you feel weak to pray. You're a Christian. When you come, you time, you are saying, oh God, there is a. And yet your life is still at one place. You think it's the natural thing. You think that is how God has destined your life? No. There is more to you. The problem is that you have been sleeping for so many times. No witch sleeps. You don't know that. No witch. No wizard. They don't sleep. They're always awake. Some of us say I sleep 15 hours a day. We take siesta from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. In the night, we complete under 10 hours. Then while in the office, we sleep 1 hour extra. A man went for an incantation. That incantation, he did it for 3 years fasting. 3 years. And they told him, one of the things they told him in the first day is that he will never see the eyes of the sun. He will never eat once the sun is up. And he'll eat only once in a day. And he did that fasting because he wanted a charm that would make him powerful. and yet you have the Holy Ghost. Even 6 to 12 is a problem. We have to come to the embodiments of the body of Christ. When we no longer host evil, we host His presence. So when we are about to pray this prayer right now, this gift you are asking God, the gift of discernment, you need it. When you pray this, pray because it's your legal rights. The Holy Ghost lives in you. How many of you have heard the voice of the Holy Spirit? How many of you have heard the voice of God? I'm sorry to say this, but if you are here, you have never prayed for at least 2 hours in your life is useless. If you are here, you have never prayed for 2 hours in your life is useless. The enemy has weakened your entire being. So the hour has come to wake up. There are some of you that have the grace to raise the dead. You have seen it in the vision that you could pray for the dead and they will come back. How come it's only in the spirit that you are powerful? In the physical, you are nothing but a mortal flesh. How the devil has blinded our eyes that we cannot perceive that which we ought to be. And when the word ends and you go to the archives in heaven, and they, when they flip the page of your name and they look and they see that about 10 years was wasted sleeping, and about 20 years was wasted drinking, and about the next remaining years was wasted womanizing. And you say, Father, what have I done? He said, you have done it to yourself. Some of you are praying and you feel like the prayer is not being answered. My brother, keep praying. It has been answered. For the fact that you don't see it happen does not mean it's not happening. Because what is faith? The ability for you to see that which is not physical, but still know that that which you are not seeing is so real. Are we ready to pray? When you pray, you pray with anger. If you don't know what else to pray, scream Jesus. Open your mouth now and begin to pray.
You reign, 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 you re You wishing Zion skin.
Kados,
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 you are my
Kados, Kados, you reign, you reign, you reign.
Kados,
you are mighty God. You are mighty God. You are mighty, mighty, mighty.
Gracias.
We glorify your name, Lord.
God.
Father, we thank you. We ask, oh Lord, for the activation of our spiritual gifts. Every one of us here is soaked in your blood. Activation of our spiritual gifts. Activation of our spiritual gifts. Activation of our spiritual gifts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are some people here. The Lord is releasing an anointing of healing on your left hand. On your left hand, you can sense it. It's like a cold sensation. This is the power of the Holy Ghost right now. It is moving. Now, pay attention to this. Thank you, Jesus.
But when I find it, I will know.
Thank you, Jesus. If you are here and you have been asking for a time to say, Father, use me, this is the hour now. The angels of the living God are here now.
For a place that cannot be
the Lord is about to purge someone right now.
But when I find it, I will know. It's a journey in the spirit. Hi. When I find it, I will know. If you touch that place, something will enter you.
Something is
happening. I'm desperately longing.
Marato
koretaka. Earnestly yearning.
Renanoso berede.
For a place I cannot describe. That place I cannot describe it. I'm desperately longing. Earnestly searching. For a place I cannot describe.
Rado sober.
When I find it, I will know.
Rano shetere manoso berede.
For when I find it, I will know. Keep on this, follow me. For when I find it, I will know.
For
when I find it, I will know.
For
when I find it, I will
know.
Shyly coming. But when I find it, I will know. I'm desperately longing. Hi. Earnestly yearning for a place I cannot describe.
I want you to begin to say, I want more of you. Just say it. I want more of you, Lord. Just say it. I want more. I want more of you. Jesus, I want more of you.
Lord, I want more of you.
I want more of you. I want more of you. Take
more
of
you. Take more of you. Take more
of you. Take more of you. Take
more of you.
Take more of you.
Take
more of you. Take more of you. Jesus, I want more of you.
I find it, I will know.
Give me more of you.
A shitty ticket to me.
More of you or I die, yo. More of you or I die, yo.
Holy Ghost, investigate us.
Holy Ghost, you investigate
us.
Holy Ghost, you investigate me. Holy
Ghost.
Until I.
Lord, I want more of you.
Until I am free.
Yes, Lord.
Until I am free.
I feel the anointing.
Until I am free.
Hey.
Until I burn. Until I burn.
Until I burn.
Until I burn. Until I'm filled. Until I am filled. Until I am filled,
carry the fire.
I am filled.
The fire of revival is here.
Until I burn.
Holy Ghost.
Until I burn. Jesus,
fire. Jesus. Jesus. House of prayer.
Until I burn. Until I am filled.
Until I am filled.
This is your opportunity.
Can I born for you, Lord? Can we born for you, Lord? Can you born for us, Lord? Can you born for us, Lord? Can my vessel be used? Can I born for you? Can we born, Lord? Can we born, Lord? Hey,
intoxicate me. Holy Ghost, intoxicate me. Holy Ghost, intoxicate me.
This is what I'm hearing in the spirit.
Call me.
It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
Holy Ghost, you intoxicate us.
I hear it in the spirit. Whatever song I raise is what is happening in the spirit.
Holy Ghost, you intoxicate us. Holy Ghost, you intoxicate us.
Some people will get home. I see the spirit of prophecies. I see spirit of prophecies. Yareta rato so perede gerene mozodo bay rano no no zongo rana mashanda gade gade eyana no so perada gareda. Marodo so perede gese de gere koto kore mashanda kate yerene mozobere ne moshanda gare gada. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Wave your hands to Jesus. Begin to tell him, thank you, Father. Wave your hands to Jesus. Wave your hand to Jesus. Wave your hand to Jesus. Some of you just collected a dimension of power.
It's God's ability.
I feel like prophesying.
It's God's ability.
I feel like going deep in the prophecy.
It's God's ability. It's working in me. It's working in me. It's God's ability.
I see in the spirit.
God's ability.
I see a man. I see the height of a man.
He's walking in me.
This is a parable. I see the height of a man and I see water flowing underneath this man.
He's walking in me.
Towards his knees. And I see the water pass and this man is moving. And the Lord is saying that that water signifies life. And I was asking, Lord, who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? He said, this man, arato so perede bashate, rekunte eranuje barada soto, ere katakarena soto eramana. He's the King of Kings.
It's God's ability.
It is the Spirit of the Living God.
It's the Spirit of the Living God. It's the Spirit of the Living God.
It's coming. It's moving. Look at it. It's coming. Look at it.
It's the Spirit of the Living God. It's the Spirit of the Living God.
The Spirit of the Living God.
It's the Spirit of the Living God.
It's the Living God.
It's the Spirit of the Living God. It's the Spirit of the Living God.
It's starting here.
It's the Spirit of the Living God.
The drunkenness spirit.
It's the Spirit of the Living God. It's the Spirit of the Living God. It's the Spirit of the Living God. Is the Spirit of the Living God. Is the Spirit of the Living God.
Listen, listen. There's somebody here right now. From now to 7 days, a witch will die in your compound. From now to 7 days. Remanoso pe eretuso. Rada se deretete. Eremaso.
The Spirit of the Living God. Hiya. The Spirit of the Living God is the Spirit of the Living God. Is the Spirit of the Living God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is the Spirit of the Living God.
Thank you, Jesus. I know we are in the season of prayer. The only thing the Lord wants us to do is to pray. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said, I'm bringing a reviver. And I will show the world once more that I am the one that my breath sustains the earth. Hear this. He said, I will show the world once again that I am the one whose breath sustains the earth. There's going to be an outpour in the spirit. Heavy outpour. I see someone here, three of you. Right now, in vision, just open your ears. I see it. I see spiritual ears open. And that comes with a spirit of discernment. somebody here. Somebody at home is sick. That person just got healed right now. I see a woman lying down. And I see something like partial stroke. You are watching me right now. You're going to be watching this video. Partial stroke. Right now, the power of God is moving through that her body. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna. They say, he who comes in the name of the Lord. I'm hearing it. He who comes in the name of the Lord. I don't know how that song. I'm hearing it now in the spirit. There's some people here and I see swords of flames of fire. Most of you don't know what's happening in the spirit.
He who has the Son.
I see it.
Has eternal life. He who has the Son. Has eternal life. Cause blessed is he.
That's it.
Who comes in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Blessed is he. Who comes in the name of the Lord.
Can we thank Jesus? Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Celebrate him. Arrange the chairs. Celebrate him. Celebrate him. Celebrate
him. Celebrate him. Has eternal life.
Celebrate Jesus.
Has the Son.
Begin to thank him for what you have received. Begin to thank him for what you have received.
He who has the Son. And I have a
Yeshua. Yes.